Welcome to this interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Joachim Laxobak. He is the head of department for KWH Logistics and also the CEO of Backman Truma in Finland. First and foremost, Joachim, welcome to this interview.
Thank you. Thank you.
Joachim, I always allow my interviewees to tell our viewers a little bit about their background in logistics. So also here, I would like to ask you, how come you got into logistics in the first place?
Yes, I used to work for the forest industry in Finland. And as you know, we bring a lot of import raw good wood from Russia and the Baltics, and I was in charge of that. Later on, I moved on to Russia and Baltic countries, and I was in charge of the wood procurement and shipping of pulpwood to Finland, Sweden, and Norway.
Okay.
So we were based in about 10 ports in the Baltics and Russia.
Okay.
So that is the background, and now I have been in charge for Rauhanheimo for close to 20 years. And in March this year, I moved to the mother company, KWH Logistics, and I'm in charge of that now from March on.
Okay, that's quite an impressive career. I would say Finland is, of course, famous for forest and wood industry, and certainly with your background, you know all the players there. About KWH Logistics, what can you tell our viewers about the company? When did the company start, and where do you have your offices in Finland? And you also have a lot of daughter companies, I believe. Perhaps a brief overview?
Yes, next year we will be 140 years.
Oh, wow.
So we have a long, very long history in the logistics, in mainly right. Finland. And KWH is the mother company of 10 daughter companies. And we are based in 16 ports, Finnish ports today.
Okay.
And inland points about 10, where we are based close to the
factories and so on.
Yes.
Yeah.
But in 16 ports, we are offering operation in the ports. So.
Yeah. So that means that means you service ship owners who come to the port. You can do inland. You can do storage. You can do warehousing.
That's true. Yes.
Okay. Now that's very impressive, because I know that, I mean, I live in Stockholm myself, and the country is very big, like Finland, but of course the population is small, so the ports are spread out. And I mean, if you are active in 16 ports, then you are basically everywhere.
close to at least at every bigger ports in Finland.
Right.
Totally, we have close to 40. Ports in Finland, but there are a lot of small ports also. But
right, so that means you would say that KWH Logistics, the mother company, including your branches, you basically do everything in the logistics chain in Finland, right?
Yes, we have quite a lot of total logistics services from, for example, a mill in middle Finland. We arrange the transport to the port and warehousing and stevedoring services, and of course ship agency services.
Okay. Yes, I noticed one time when I visited one of your offices in Rauhanheimo in Kokkola that even a lot of export bulk cargo from Russia is going via Finnish ports for overseas markets that you are handling. That must be interesting for many of our viewers here. What can you tell us about that kind of transit trade?
Yes, it's a very, very important part of our services, and about 40% of our total volume goes to 20 million tons comes from Russia. So okay. We are in the leading position concerning Russian transport services.
So what kind of cargo is coming out of Russia? Because normally we only hear about oil and gas. Can you tell us more?
It's mainly iron ore and also some coal. And fertilizers.
Okay.
Nickel concentrate.
Okay. I mean that's very, very interesting, because it's a kind of business that, let's say, us who normally are in project cargo, we don't see, or we don't even think about it, that Russia actually have more than just oil and gas, right?
No, they export quite a lot of iron ore and coal, of course.
Yes. And how do they transport that to the Finnish ports?
It's by rail.
Okay. And I suppose your rail system in Finland is the same as in Russia, isn't it?
Same as in Russia. So we are using Russian wagons for the transport.
Okay.
The locomotives is from Finland.
Okay. So that means the Russian locomotive will bring it to the border, and then you take it with a Finnish locomotive from there.
Yes, yes.
Ah, yeah. Interesting. How many people are you totally in your group, would you say, at the moment?
We are at the moment about 570 employees.
Okay. Okay. That's a very sizable number. Have you had any, let's say, problems arising out of all this COVID for your business this year?
No, we have survived quite well, and only a few cases, but it hasn't disturbed the traffic at all. We are lucky to have a very good growth this year, close to 10%.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny. I have interviewed quite a few people in the last couple of months, and everyone says that in spite of COVID, they almost had the best year ever.
Yes, it's the same for us.
So some of us, we prefer the COVID to stay here, I guess.
Yeah.
joke aside, but certainly when I speak to some of the ship owners, they can't get their arms down, because they have earned more money than ever before in life, you know.
So. Uh-huh.
Okay. what can you tell me a little bit about your daughter companies? You said you have 10 of them. I believe you're also quite strong in actual stevedoring. That means if a ship comes in to load some cargo that they control or have booked from somewhere else, you can even offer just the stevedoring part, isn't it?
Yes, of course. It's also an important part of the whole. So stevedoring in 16 ports in Finland, and all kind of cargos. We are the leading operator concerning dry bulk cargos.
Okay.
Also the project containers, ro-ro traffic is growing sectors.
Okay.
So we are handling quite a lot of project cargos nowadays also in four ports in Finland. And we can arrange that also in other ports, but mainly four different ports where we are handling bigger volumes of project cargos.
And which four ports would that be, Joachim?
No, it's Vaasa port, it's Kokkola port,
yeah,
the Kalajoki port called Rahja port, and then in Kemi port.
Oh yeah, interesting. Yes, a lot of things seems to be going on in the north of Scandinavia at the moment, with new factories being built, and especially renewable energy. I mean, it seems that Finland is also investing a lot in wind power, right?
Yes, that's right. And most of the project cargoes is windmills.
Right. I heard through the rumor mill, which of course is constantly running, that Finland is also looking at possibly establishing another nuclear power plant. Is there some truth on this?
Yes, that is true, but it will take time. They still doesn't have all the permissions for starting up the the project, but we have been involved in that already several years, and it's a huge project, so it will take time.
Yes, yes. And of course, our politicians are not known to be too quick, you know. So,
no, that's true.
I think that's the same all over the world.
No. So another nuclear plant that will be ready next year, and that is only 10 years later than it was planned. So
okay. So that's what we call a fast track project.
Yeah.
Okay, Joachim, that's interesting. What do you like about being in shipping and logistics? I mean, you had a long career, you tried a lot of things, and you now are head of quite a sizable company. What is it that, if I may ask you as a person, what do you like about this business?
No, it's all, every day is something new. So it's very, very interesting business, and you get contact with all kind of sectors. It's the forest industry, it's the metal industry, it's Russia, and it's shipping companies, and the network is very wide.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, it's a good answer, and I must say I feel the same. What people sometimes when they ask, well, why are you doing a newsletter on shipping? Couldn't you do something else? No, because this is never boring, and there's always something new. But I guess we can say now that with all this problem in the supply chain, at least people now know that we are important. Right.
Yes. That's true.
Not like before, maybe. So about 600 people. Do you have any overseas offices in your group?
We have in Moscow. We have an office, but that it's the only one outside Finland.
Okay, I understand. And what is the job of your Russian office?
It's mainly marketing and sales of our services in Finland.
And that means to keep close to Russian counterparts and make sure that they use your services in Finland, of course. Okay.
Most of the decisions are made in Russia, and most of the customers are in Moscow. So it's the right place to be.
Right. One of the final questions I have, just from an interesting thing here, KWH, is that a family name, or is that two companies or three companies that have gone together, or where does the name come from?
Yes, it's family names. It was the W comes from Vik, and H comes from Höglund. And Höglund is still the main owner of our company.
Ah, I see. Okay. So basically it's family owned.
It's family owned, yes.
Okay. And that of course gives some advantages. You can act quickly, right?
That's right. Yeah. Quick decisions, and it's a long-term business.
Yeah. No, I must say I've only heard good words about you when I ask others if they know your company, and some of your daughter companies, they all you seem to be well known in the market here in the north. So you've done something good.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Right, but listen, Joachim, I think this was basically most of the questions that came to my mind in this kind of relaxed interview. And I think our viewers now will know a lot more about you. And I think in a final stage here, with your branch offices, and you can do all kinds of port and logistics things in Finland, how do you view the year of 2022? What's in your crystal ball?
No, we still think that it will be a very good year for us, and we have budgeted about 10% growth also next year.
Okay, fantastic. That's I think with that note, I can only say that's a positive way to end the year when you have that kind of growth prospects. Very good. Joachim, I want to say formally thank you very much for joining this interview.
Thank you, Bo. Thank you. It was nice to be here.
Absolutely, always welcome. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview, of course, by Project Cargo Weekly. And our special guest of honor has been the head of KWH Logistics Group in Finland, and also the CEO of Backman Trummer. So we thank him for joining, and to every one of you, wishing you a very Merry Christmas, and stay tuned in the new year, where we will publish again on the 13th of January. Thank you very much.